under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bones, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, May 2nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, this segment brought to you by the upcoming event a week from Saturday, May the 11th in Posen, Presque Isle County Republican Party's fundraiser. This is their only fundraising event of the entire year. The money raised at this event will go to support Republican candidates in Presque Isle County, replacing the Democrat clerk, longtime unopposed Democrat, has a Republican challenger, Darren Darga. John Chepa, the Communist Democrat commissioner, he is being primary challenged. It's not a primary challenge. He's a Democrat. Well, there's going to be a general election in November. Robert V. Crook is going to replace John Chepa. It will be a landslide, total defeat for Chepa. He will go out with his millions of dollars lease kickback from DTE, the solar farm project. I got a story. We're going to be talking about that today in the last half hour of today's show. Up North Live did a story about residents in Presque Isle County not happy with John Chepa, Marianne Heideman. She's so embarrassed over her role in passing it, ramming it through the planning commission in Presque Isle County, even though the residents didn't want it. She could have tabled it. She could have slowed it down. She didn't, because she's a Democrat, but she lied to the people of Presque Isle County, running as a no-party affiliate candidate. Ball-faced lie. She's a communist Democrat. Well, she's been attacked on this show by me, holding her accountable for her role in the planning commission that night that I was there. I drove over. I was the first one to speak. She gave the motion already pre-written to another commissioner because she didn't have the guts to introduce it herself. Well, she's not running. She's out. Bob Britsky, the chair of the Presque Isle County Republicans, stepped up and did it himself. He's going to be elected county commissioner. Cliff Tellini will win re-election. We have Joe Libby stepping up. He's going to be replacing Wayne Saley, the Republican who's leaving the state of Michigan for employment. And we have one seat open that we still need to recruit for. That's going to be done with either a no-party affiliate candidate Republican or it may be a write-in candidate. That is for District 3. The city of Rogers City, east of U.S. 23. Michael Darger, the Democrat, he's had enough. He's retiring. after many years of serving the county, he's done. And nobody has filed for that seat. The problem is the Republicans had a heck of a time trying to find somebody that lives in Rogers City, east of U.S. 23. But they're going to get these people elected. They need your help. They need you to come to the event. It's a fundraiser, $50 a person. It's going to be a great dinner, a great event. I'm going to give it everything I got to be informative, engaging with Mark Farner, the original founding member of Grand Funk Railroad, get his perspective on politics, the world, the state of the state, and what we need to do to reach out to people like him that are not political animals. How do we talk to the people? We're going to get his perspective on it. We're excited. You need to be a part of it. Text me PI. I'll send you the flyer and give you Darren Darga's phone number. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day Fundraiser Dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Farner, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is the veteran Patriot-owned MAGA Water owner, John Davis from Sheboygan's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Happy Thursday, trucker.
Yeah, pull your mic just a little bit away from your mouth. I greatly appreciate that. Hey, John, I wanted to talk to you today about MAGA Water from this perspective. And by the way, I just carried in another 7-gallon jug of it. We ran out during the break. I was making fresh coffee for Miss Vicky, and I'm like, ah, I'm out of water. So I had to run out to the garage and grab another jug.
One of
the things I wanted to ask you about, John, specifically, because this is something that I'm starting to learn and see wherever I go, and I'm almost doing this now as a test, kind of an interesting test. I carry my half-gallon jug with me wherever I go. I've got five of these half-gallon jugs. They're dark gray. I have a rear window sticker from the radio station on them so people can see the radio station when I'm out in public. But most importantly, I even take them inside restaurants. And when I go in, I take it and I put it up on the table. And, of course, the first thing the waitress asks, can I get you something to drink? And I say, yeah, I'd like to have a glass of water with a lemon on the side. You know, because that way they think if they're bringing you lemon that you're going to drink it, right?
Sure, yes.
Well, I get the water. I smell it first to get the sense of smell. Then I take a swig of it. And I cannot believe every single restaurant that I've been doing this to, when I'm out on the road, Vicky and I are traveling, we have to go out to eat, we do it. I don't care if it's Chick-fil-A. I don't care if it's Culver's. I don't care if it's some mom-pa diner. I don't care where I'm at. Every single source of water that I'm getting from these restaurants are nasty. I mean, now that I am completely trained on drinking MAGA water, it's amazing to me the smell and the taste of these waters that we're getting at restaurants. And the other thing I wanted to ask you about specifically, because you have a background in this, is the beverage industry. They provide soda drinks. You want a Diet Coke, a Diet Pepsi, a Dr. Pepper, whatever. Do they make those sodas with the same water that they bring to us in the glasses of water when you ask for water?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. 1,000%. They're carbonated and they use the same water system to it's a syrup box in the back that goes through a system and it marries with the water right from there at that location, which is city water, which we call toilet water, that causes. So it's the same water. Yes.
Absolutely. So even that, then, with the raw water that I'm drinking, which I can smell and I can taste the chlorine or whatever the heck is in it, just the horrible taste, that's even going into your soda drinks.
Absolutely. And the boss, Jamie, she has the best sniffer on the planet. Her nose can track down anything. And she has great senses, and she's been saying this for years since we were in the water business, of course, and she's always bringing it to everybody's attention as well when we go out. And actually we're starting to have some requests to have some private labeling with the artesian water from our well from different resorts and restaurants. So the MAGA water is just the key premier flagship product, but the source again is our great artesian water, and it's unadulterated and PFAS free and all the great attributes with all the enriched minerals, which why you taste the clear differences, and that's why it's our tagline.
Well, one of the things that I was thinking about, because of course the packaging and the way you've chosen to do it is very costly, very expensive, the best BPA-free plastic on the planet. It's thick. It's not that crinkly, cheap bottled plastic that you can get, usually at Walmart or Costco or whatever. I mean, trying to crush one of your bottles to compress it down to put it in my garbage, you almost can't even do it. It's that hard of plastic. But it's very expensive, and you're looking at alternative ways of packaging and trying to get it cheaper and more, you know, eco-friendly, et cetera, et cetera. But the best way to do this is for people to come and purchase the jugs, the large jugs that you have, and then basically fill them up without any bottling process from you guys, and actually make it even more affordable for the folks.
Yes, sir. In fact, Rick Selva was just here at 10 a.m. this morning. He filled up two of his 7-gallon jugs, and then he purchased 40 of our 6-pack Magawater 20-ounce bottle boxes for the dinner in Mackinac City. I believe that's the Reagan dinner.
No, Lincoln Day dinner.
The Lincoln Day dinner. That's right.
Yeah. The Reagan Day dinner is the one you're coming to in Presqu'île on May the 11th over in Presqu'île County. Right.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you a question on that point. One of the things that's very interesting, too, is you have not only the bottled water, like a normal, what was that, 20-ounce size, I believe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 20-ounce. But you also have a larger container, correct?
We have a 1-gallon, and it has like a blue-tinted BPA-free plastic on the gallons. And if you go to magawater.com, you can actually see them on the website, what they actually look like. And that is a UV-protected bottle, so the sunlight doesn't go into it, which is important. Of course, our 20 ounces are clear, but we are going to switch to the box water at some point, so we're going to kind of eliminate the clear plastic at some point.
Sure, absolutely. But that takes a lot of money to get the equipment. And we've got to grow a lot more customers for you before you're going to be able to afford that investment.
Yeah, we're working on it. It's in the strategic growth plan for this year, 2024. Okay. Probably in the fall is our target date.
Yes, very sir. Good. All right. Well, good. We're looking forward to that. Now, one other thing that I did get, and one of our listeners downstate in Northville, Christine, she listens to the show, and she's like, do they ship? And explain, if somebody does want to taste it, they want to try it, how can they go about getting Magawater shipped to them, even if it's downstate, Grand Rapids, Northville, whatever?
Yes, great question. We ship all over the country, and they can just go on the website, magawater.com, and place their order, and we'll get that fulfilled and out the door to them, and or they can call us at 231-818-9700, and we can do their order over the phone, if they like, and then we can ship it out and fulfill that order as well.
Great. What shipping method do you use?
We use FedEx or UPS.
Okay. So it's not something you send through the U.S. mail?
Once in a while, certain requests, but we use all three, but primarily FedEx and then UPS.
UPS, gotcha. Mm-hmm. One other question I got coming in. My doctor has recommended that I drink enhanced mineral water. Does Magawater qualify as enhanced mineral water?
Actually, they derived enhanced mineral water from the water industry. The beverage industry is a functional, it's called a functional beverage. They're basically enhanced mineral water is the city water. Here we go again, right to the first part of the show here, what you're talking about. They're using city water to bottle, and they add minerals to it. So you're talking about different brands out there that it'll say it's a category, enhanced mineral water. It's toilet water or city water with added minerals. You don't need to do that because our water's already enhanced naturally with the natural minerals. So it's same thing, mouse, but it's not because they're, again, using the basis source of city water to add minerals, and then they call it enhanced water. You get it?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Now, this is, in my opinion, obviously not as good because the base, the main ingredient is city water, and then they're adding, you know, I guess it would be laboratory minerals extracted, you know, calculated, compounded, put together to put into the water to make it enhanced mineral. This Magawater has it coming right out of the ground.
Naturally, it's natural minerals, calcium, magnesium, potassium, and it's all natural minerals right in the water source where it's not enhanced by means of supplements or compounded minerals that you know, are done, you know, at a compounding at a factory, and then they sell them, and then they add them as additives.
Got it.
Like okay. Baking soda is a bicarbonate, and they add that to boost the pH in a lot of these enhanced mineral waters. So they're boosting it not naturally with bicarbonates, which you don't want that in your system either. And then they're adding these lab-made minerals to it,
right.
which is so unhealthy. And it's like just, you know, it's so great that we can have this information and knowledge now and get it out there with your show. And it's essential.
Yeah, people absolutely.
To learn this stuff.
Now, one thing, John, I do want you to describe the location of the factory where people would come to get the MAGA water, to get their jugs, to fill them up. Explain to the people listening how where you're located and what's the easiest way to get to you.
Yes, we're located at 1406 Mackinac Avenue, which is actually US 23 on the in the city limits of Sheboygan. If you're coming from Mackinac, it's like 14 miles just west of Mackinac or east of Mackinac City, and we're right on US 23. We'll be on the left-hand side, which would be the north side of US 23. And then if you're coming from Indian River, Toppin will be up 20 out Straits Highway. You're going to come around right through town, go past Bishop GMC, and you're going to start heading towards Mackinac. Just before you get to, you'll see the city limit sign, and there's a Lastly Street and Mackinac Avenue. We're on the corner of Lastly and Mackinac, and again, that'd be on the right-hand side, right shoulder, on the north side of US 23, which is actually 1406 Mackinac Avenue.
Mackinac with a W.
With a W, not the C, correct.
Mackinac, not Mackinac.
That's right.
All right, but, good. And yes, one thing I did want to mention, folks, if you do want to go there and purchase the jugs, be able to fill them up at the wholesale discounted price by buying in bulk, you need to call them ahead of time to schedule an appointment, make sure they're there, make sure they're going to be able to help you. Man, it's a little bit of a workout, dude, to lift those 56 pounders, you know, up onto the counter, but it's well worth it. But anyway, give them a call, 231-818-9700. If you would like that phone number texted to your phone, just text me MAGA, M-A-G-A, Make America Great Again, MAGA, and I will text you the phone number. You can give them a call. And, John, lastly, I wanted to ask you about this. I got a text message, and I forgot to ask you this last time we spoke. Do you also recommend that people use MAGA water if they're boiling vegetables like potatoes, for example, or they're steaming their vegetables? Should they use MAGA water for that?
Absolutely, yes. And what another great thing to use it for coffee. Now you're drinking an alkaline, less acidic coffee, which is so much smoother, and the minerals are still in there too, right? So it's the best tasting cup of coffee you ever put to your lips.
Yes.
I promise.
Well, we buy a very good dark roast Colombian bean. Actually, I get it at Costco. It's really great. It's
sure.
Dark and really rich. And we, of course, have been using MAGA water for, you know, ever since February 14th when we met you guys there at the factory. And I got to tell you, I noticed a difference immediately in the taste of the coffee. It makes
yes.
it even better.
Yes. And now the season's coming up. Summer's coming. Kool-Aid, lemonade, make it
iced
with MAGA
tea.
Water. Iced tea. Absolutely.
Oh, man, I love my Lipton iced tea. And I get those gallon patches that you make with your Mr. Coffee brewmakers.
Right.
And, man, I put more MAGA water in it to take it to the top of the canister. And, oh, my God, it's the best-tasting tea ever. So, again, give them a call, folks, 231-818-9700. Call John or Jamie. Make sure they're there. Schedule an appointment and go get it. John, we greatly appreciate you, brother.
You too. Thank you, Trucker. Have a wonderful day. Happy Thursday.
You too.
Yep.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.